Oh, you mean he really is mad, said Vimes.
Oh, I'd never mean anything like that, sir, said Chinny hurriedly.
What do the priests do about this?
Not a lot, sir. I think they quietly ignore some of the more, extreme abominations.
You mean Nuggan objects to the dwarfs' cats and colour blue, and there are more insane commandments?
Chinny coughed politely.
All right, then, growled Vimes. More extreme commandments.
Oysters, sir. He doesn't like them. But that's not a problem, because no one there has ever seen an oyster. Oh, and babies. He abominated them, too.
I take it people still make them here.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. But they feel guilty about it. Barking dogs, that was another one. Shirts with six buttons, too. And cheese. People just sort of, avoid the trickier ones. Even the priests seem to have given up trying to explain them.
Yeah, I think I can see why. So, what we have here is a country that tries to run itself on the commandments of a god who the people feel may be wearing his underpants on his head. Has he abominated underpants?
No, sir, Chinny sighed, but it's probably only a matter of time.
So, how do they manage?
These days, people mostly pray to the Duchess Anagovia. You see icons of her in every house. They call her the Little Mother.
Ah, yes, the Duchess. Can I get to see her?
Oh, no one sees her, sir. No one except her servants has seen her for more than 30 years. To be honest, sir, she's probably dead.
Only probably.
No one really knows. The official story is that she's in mourning. It's rather sad, sir. The young duke died a week after they got married, gored by a wild pig during a hunt, I believe. She went into mourning at the old castle at Prince Marmaduke Piotr Albert Hans Josef Bernhard Wilhelmsburg, and hasn't appeared in public since. The official portrait was painted when she was about 40, I believe.
No children?
No, sir. On her death, the line is extinct.
And they pray to her, like a god.
Chinny sighed.
I did put this in my briefing notes, sir. The royal family in Borogravia have always had a quasi-religious status, you see. They're the head of the church, and the peasants, at least, pray to them in the hope that they'll put in a good word with Nuggan. They're like living saints, celestial intermediaries. To be honest, that's how these countries work in any case. If you want something done, you have to know the right people. And I suppose it's easier to pray to some picture than to a god you can't see.
Vimes sat looking at the consul for some time. When he next spoke, he frightened the man to his boots.
"Hode inherit," he said.
"Sir?"
"Just following the monarchy, Mr. Chinny. If the Duchess isn't on the throne, who should be?"
It's incredibly complex, sir, because of the intermarriages and the various legal systems, which, for example...
"Who's the smart money on, Mr. Chinny?" said Vimes wearily.
Prince Heinrich of Slovenia.
To Chinny's astonishment, Vimes laughed.
"And he's wondering how Aunt is getting on, I expect. I met him this morning, didn't I? Can't say I took to him."
"But he is a friend of Ankh-Morpork," said Chinny reproachfully. "That was in my report. Educated, very interested in the clacks, got great plans for his country. They used to be Nuganatic in Slovenia, but he's banned the religion, and frankly, hardly anyone objected. He wants Slovenia to move forward. He admires Ankh-Morpork very much."
"Yes, I know. He sounds almost as insane as Nuggan," said Vimes.
"OK, so what we've probably got is an elaborate charade to keep Heinrich out. How's this place governed?" "There isn't much. A bit of tax collecting, and that's about all. We think some of the senior court officials just drift on as if the Duchess is alive. The only thing that really works is the army."
"All right. How about coppers? Everyone needs coppers. At least they have their feet on the ground."
"I believe... informal citizens' committees enforce Nuganatic law," said Chinny.
"Oh, gods. Prodnoses, curtain twitchers and vigilantes," said Vimes.
He stood up. and peered out through the narrow window at the plain below. It was night time.